nachos? They smell good, right?
Dude, the nachos in this establishment. Holy fuck. Get the nachos. Susanna will bring you nachos.
Remember to tip your servers.
Yes.
Yes, her name is Susanna. She's very nice. Washington, D.C., how are you guys doing this evening?
Yeah!
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Eric Sisko.
And I'm Steve Sadak.
We
creepy,
are.
Right?
Yeah, that's a creepy, fucking name.
Well,
yeah.
It is Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you know what? This is the late show, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's getting a little sexy.
You know, as we say at the We Hate Movies home offices, it's time to get gross.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Pants are optional.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, don't break any of the club rules, but we'll see where this goes. So how many of you are familiar with the program we run on the internet? All right. So for those of you, fantastic. For those of you who aren't aware, we are a comedy podcast where we pick a shitty movie every week and just kind of poke some fun holes in it.
Yeah. And I mean, like, honestly, if you're repulsed by us, you could close your eyes and now you're just listening to a podcast again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that.
That's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, do you want stools? People in the back might not see you. I was like,
Do you have a shroud? What's the what's
dude,
the shroud?
We should have just done it behind a screen like the gorillas.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Oh, you know what? Us as like cool cartoons, better podcast.
Definitely.
So the film in question tonight is it's a little picture called Waterworld. It's from 1999, directed by Kevin Reynolds, not Kevin Costner. He was probably pretty peeved about that. I'm not gonna what? That's Kevin Costner.
I kind of feel like if he did direct it, it would somehow be longer. And I say somehow.
Yes.
Because I don't know how this movie could be longer.
Right.
Did he direct that post-apocalyptic Postman movie?
Yeah, he did. That was all Costner.
Yeah.
That was full Costner.
Yeah, yes.
Woo!
And if you're not familiar with this movie, it's... What if water was more than people? There was more water than people.
Isn't that still the case?
Yeah. But... What would happen?
How many people could you fit in the Mariana Trench, honestly? There's a lot of water in there. Let's not find out, world, huh? Let's move to a better place.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an appropriate night to do Waterworld because the world is dying outside, so...
Yeah, oh, my God, 70 degrees in this town? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as hot, you know, up the coast, but yikes. You know, as another tagline from a film we did one time, I think, the coast is toast.
Yeah.
A little volcano tagline.
Or the land is nothing. Yeah. Got nothing.
The land is going to be nothing. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah.
So this is like Mad Max for idiots.
Yes.
It's kind
yes.
of...
Yes. Yes.
It's where we're working. That's the keyhole that we're fitting in and turning to unlock Waterworld.
Because it had been a couple of years for Mad Max.
Yeah.
Snuck on in with some water.
He was like, George Miller's just sitting on this shit, and he's never going to make another one. And if he did, it would probably be terrible. So I'll help him out with Waterworld.
We do get a special Universal logo.
Oh, we love these special studio logos, right? It's our Universal globe, and then the Universal logo goes away, and it's just Earth. Oh, but then water starts creeping in and taking over, and all of a sudden it's goodbye, America, and it's just a few little places and then almost nothing.
And Al Gore's like, that's a documentary is what's going to happen.
Oh, my God, I just invented it.
Someone get me a laser pointer and a large sheet of paper.
Oh, man. What we get to that's like, you know, right away there is like a misfire with this movie is the voiceover that explains like what Waterworld is, which, let's be real, should be James Earl Jones.
Yeah, why not?
Because you couldn't get him and you got the Inner World trailer guy to open. And how fucking confusing when
Inner Waterworld.
First of all, it should have been Inner Waterworld. But how confusing for the audience. You're sitting in the theater, you're so pumped to be watching Waterworld.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, trailer guy comes on, and you're like, wait, no, this is a trailer for something? I thought Waterworld was starting.
Oh, you'd be like, oh my God, somebody ripped off Waterworld before it came out. There's going to be another Waterworld coming out in a couple of months.
That's like getting a Deep Impact trailer at the front of Armageddon.
Yes.
You're like, wait, what the fuck? It's the same thing. Or Dante's Peak in front of, what was the other one?
Be careful
volcano,
of.
Volcano, I just said it.
Be careful of Splashland.
Wait, land?
Listen, One, name for a fetish porn. Oh, come on. We're all adults here.
It's the 9:35 show.
9:45 show. Yes.
I think what you want is the splash sphere.
Oh, splash sphere?
Oh, and then Dustin Hoffman's kind of seeing aliens with Sam Jackson and Sharon Stone.
We ever figure out what that movie was about?
Man, he is screaming up a storm in that movie. You want to watch Dustin Hoffman break his lungs? Watch Sphere.
You want to watch Liev Schreiber fall down the stairs and die? Watch Sphere. He doesn't even get killed by an alien in that movie. He hits his head. Harrison Ford had a worse injury on the set of Force Awakens. So, like any great classic Hollywood blockbuster, you want to open your picture with your protagonist pissing into a cup, filtering it, and chugging it down. Just an ice cold glass of drink.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no. Oh, Gigi Allen's here tonight.
Look, it's the unrated Waterworld. It splashes all over the place.
Now,
look out for Splash World.
It's been a while. Is that how Godfather 2 begins? It's been like a long time since I've seen it.
Yes, you know what? Like Pacino's, like it's really the crown hangs heavy.
Yeah.
He gets out of bed in the morning. Diane Keaton's like, Michael, it's Vegas. And he pisses into a coffee cup and drinks it. So it's not the first time in cinema history where that's happened.
Why is that so important to get on the table immediately?
Because they knew that's all anybody was going to be talking about was drinking piss.
Speaking of drinking piss.
Yeah. Oh.
After that scene, I was like, what does the novelization say?
Because if it's the only thing that can amplify drinking piss, it's descriptively laying out the game plan for pissing, filtering it, and drinking it. So, Eric?
Yeah, we sometimes do like off the box. This is off the book.
Off the book.
A yellow-stained glass beaker at his feet was no challenge for an aim long since perfected.
Can I stop you right there for a second? Okay.
I mean, doesn't everyone have their aims long since perfected?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Sometimes I get the splash land.
But listen, you live in quite literally a water world.
Uh-huh.
Wash that cup.
Yes.
Yellow stained.
Yeah.
Just, you gotta lean over the side and rinse it. Yellow stained cup, you idiot writer.
You're breaking the atmosphere. Eric has the audience in a spell right now.
His urine arced. And its splash into the glass was as gentle as the lazy waves his ship cut through.
Oh, man, we're getting real poetic with this pee writing.
Soon, he rebuttoned his pants, cut off jeans much older than he, and and plucked the beaker of precious yellow fluid from the deck and proceeded to his homemade water recycling system.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. He poured the piss into the...
No, they don't say piss.
They say piss.
Come on. Come on, guys. Yeah.
We say piss in Splashland.
He poured the piss into the plastic funnel that began the process and stood tapping his foot. What?
There's no foot tapping in the motion picture, by the way.
You know what that's? I have a bachelor's degree in creative writing.
Oh, man, here we go again.
Little FYI,
brother.
Tapping feet means you're waiting. Just a little thing.
Yeah, he's waiting for the piss to be filtered.
Salinger did that shit all the time.
Wrote about drinking piss?
Yes. That's what Fran Eden-Dewey's about.
Oh.
While the liquid made its passage through the globes and filters and hoses and valves of a contraption whose design had been sold to him on an atoll by an old wizened trader.
Okay.
Who claimed the original inventor had been a very great scientist in the land days.
Oh, okay.
Named Rube Goldberg.
Fuck you, stupid book. By the way, I want the scene of Kevin. They say that like this trader came.
Yeah, please pass that around. Yeah. Everyone, it's a material to be looked at by everybody.
It's free.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming soon. The passage about this trader like coming and making this deal. Mm-hmm. how is Kevin Costner getting sold on this? Like, yeah, all you do is piss into a cup, put it in a thing, and I promise you can drink it. Like, that's taking a risk.
If it tastes like piss, it means it's nutritious. No, seriously.
And you're not getting, like, all the piss taste out, right?
No,
like,
never.
It still kind of tastes
it's
like piss.
It's a yellow tinted glass.
Oh,
and
that's
it's not the 1960s when that was cool.
And you know what? It's not cooling it down any, I'll tell you that. That is a hot cup.
Warm, musky glass of water to wake you up in the morning.
Okay, hi, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. That was it. That was everything.
What I love in the movie, too, this little great detail, is he drinks almost all of it, but then he spits some back into a lime tree he's been working on.
Mm-hmm. With the lime tree, he's like, yeah, thanks. Not only am I drinking your recycled urine, it's also been in your mouth.
Are we now a lot of this conversation tonight is trying to like understand the ins and outs of the water world.
Yes.
Right? Is it not raining? Do we not get rain?
I did not see rain.
No, there's no cloud.
Because if it rains, stop spitting on that lime tree.
And just for clarification, you're talking about weather, not the Mortal Kombat character.
Yes. Okay. Whether or not Rain comes in his purple jumpsuit and fights the Mariner, which is his name,
outfit.
By the way.
What's that? Ninja outfit.
Oh, a purple ninja outfit?
Yeah.
What did I say, jumpsuit?
It would be great if in the middle of this, the clouds part and Shao Kahn is like, you can keep it, and comes back. You know, like, no. By the way, you also want to talk about, talk about tropes of people that know this show. I would have killed myself a long, long time ago.
Without question. It would have been a thing where we were sitting around, presumably in a boat, and like you would kill Eric, and then you would kill me, and then kill yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that would be the end of We Hate Movies
also,
Waterworld.
Don't even ask my opinion. Just do it.
Anytime I'm in a future wherein I have to wear only patched clothes,
yeah,
it's over with.
And everything is dirty. Like, again, the Mad Max universe. Instant suicide.
Absolutely.
Instant suicide.
I might want to try and hang out with that guy playing the cool songs for like a day.
Oh, yeah. That dude shredded the fuck out of that movie.
Yeah.
Flame guitars. Haven't seen that since an AC/DC concert.
Absolutely.
That guy had it figured out in the post-apocalypse.
So, Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like shit in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Not only shit, wet shit.
Yeah, wet dog shit.
He looks like, you ever see those things when Jake the Snake's on Hard Times? That's what he looks like this entire film. Now, it's like before he finds Jesus and or yoga. It's that Jake the Snake we get.
It's like selling $30 autographs at a VFW hall.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or, insert any retired professional wrestler. I don't care.
Well, because
they're all doing it.
It's weird because...
if they're still alive, very good.
Costner is, like, so incredibly vain and such a dick, and that's lore and legend. But why would he let himself have this terrible mop on his head that just shows his thinning hair so poorly?
Listen, we meet Dennis Hopper later in the film, and he's a cue ball. Flip-flop that. Flip-flop it. Shave Kevin Costner's head in this
also,
movie.
Also, he's a noted swimmer, aerodynamics.
Exactly.
Right? Michael Phelps shaves it.
Yeah, he does. He shaves a lot of things.
Yeah, every which way but loose.
Oh, yeah, no, he's barren.
I like it.
It's smooth ridges all over.
But it's like when...
Oh, I didn't mean like he can't have children. I meant he's bare of hair. He might be barren. I don't know.
So Kevin Costner takes his ugly ass to a spaceport or a seaport, right? An atoll, what do they call them?
It's like a floating garbage dump.
Exactly.
That people live on. Again, suicide instantly.
And this is the most expensive movie ever made at the time, right? That was the whole point?
Until Titanic rolled around, yeah.
Man, better movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I rarely say that about that film.
But it's hands down better than Waterworld.
Here's a question. Why is water so expensive? If the two most expensive movies are Titanic and Waterworld.
You got to rent all those pools.
Yeah, that's true. And you got to heat them.
Presumably.
Boats aren't cheap. Boats are more expensive than cars, right?
Yeah, that's tell Jay Leno that.
It'd be great to see him be a boat enthusiast.
We're in this, it's like a trading post, like an outpost thing. And here's a message to all the people at this trading post. Stop saying Waterworld. Okay? It's Waterworld. The Waterworld Cafe is over here. The Waterworld fucking auto body shop.
Is there a flag?
Yeah. There might be a flag. It's probably some kind of like pirate-esque flag.
Ooh, tattered.
Oh, tattered as shit. Like everything in this world.
Even like going to Disney, like I don't even like saying Tomorrowland that much. Even if I'm going to Tomorrowland, I'm like, hey, no. You want to go to the future one? Like,
exactly. You're walking around. Any of that shit is really stupid sounding.
Waterworld. Like why would anyone even, and also the thing is, this is 500 years in the future after the ice caps melt. Why would they specifically call it Waterworld? Wouldn't it just be fucking World at that point?
Yeah, totally.
Hey, we're on Earth, which we never say because that's awkward and weird.
Well, it's 500 years, so we've presumably, like, forgotten a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. Are we supposed to be calling this Land World?
Oh, that's a good call. Land Earth?
Land Earth, yes.
Planet Land Earth. Well, you know, it's one of those don't know what you got till it's gone situations.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like we might as well use it now until we can't say it anymore. And we have to fucking say Waterworld. You know, another thing, here's an interesting point of confusion about the water world of Waterworld, right?
Please.
So everything, and this is, we're in 500 years in the future, everything's been covered in water, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, society has crumbled, the banks are gone, you know, nations are gone, everything is gone. You know what's not gone? Big tobacco. How is everyone smoking in this movie? They couldn't be beat by Waterworld. Those fuckers rose to the top.
So much so that Dennis Hopper's crew is known as smokers.
Yeah, there's a whole gang named after smoking.
Everyone's got a cigarette hanging out of their mouth.
People are desperate to grow like tomatoes. They're like, oh, please, little tomato plant, I hope you grow. But tobacco is fine.
Dude, there's secret barges out in the water just growing crops and endless crops of tobacco plants.
How do you keep them dry? Honestly, you got all those cigarettes?
Well, no, because the tobacco barges are the only boats in this world that have bottoms to it. Everyone else is like skimmers with nets and pontoon boats. Build a fucking bottom to your boat, please. Maybe you'll stop falling in the ocean.
Yes. Relax for a minute.
It makes no sense. Everyone's sleeping on hammocks in this movie, which, like, I love a good hammock, but I'm not sleeping on a hammock laying over Waterworld. Bottom of your boat, please. You also get, like, you know, attacked by pirates less from, like, sneaking. A lot of sneak attacks by pirates in this movie.
Tons of pirates. It's Waterworld, man.
So what is he doing? He's, like, selling, like, dirt he found?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of dirt.
Yeah, dirt is currency. Cigarettes and dirt. That's all it is.
Well, apparently my old man would be rich.
All hail King Siska.
He gets, and also, money still exists for some reason.
What do they call it?
Chits.
Get some chits, and he empties out a bag of chits that he makes, and it's like old Legos and pen caps and other horse shit.
And that's currency.
And that's currency.
Why have currency?
You know what? Well, great question. It makes no sense.
Cigarettes should be currency.
That's what I was going to say. Yes.
It's like prison.
Waterworld would function better if we had a prison economy.
He goes to a water bar and he
gets some Pruno.
What's that?
Oh, that's prison wine.
Okay.
Right? That's made in the toilet?
In the back of my head, I was like, that kind of sounds good. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, it's like,
I might be wrong.
Grapes fermented under a radiator or something. I don't know how you do that. You know what, guys? Surprisingly, I haven't done time.
The night is young.
I get my wine at a liquor store.
He goes to a water bar attended by Gina Gershon. You know, good for, not Gina Gershon.
Gina Gershon.
I wish. No, Gene Triplehorn.
Gene Triplehorn. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Better movie if Gina Gershon's
yeah.
in it. By like this much, but it would be better. You know what? Any improvement you can make on Waterworld, more power to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Gene Triplehorn's here, and she's, like, kind of acting in this movie.
Yeah.
Not really. Well, it's one thing you got to realize about this movie is, well, it sure does hate the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
She's just kind of slap fodder for most of this movie.
And, like, almost getting raped, like, 14 times. I literally lost count.
13 of those are by Kevin Costner. Our hero, ladies and gentlemen. The guy who drinks his piss and punches women in the face. Root for him. Fucking root for the Mariner.
Well, he's got gills.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about
him. He's a superhero.
Let's talk about how the Mariner is a mutant. Yeah. He's a mutant in this movie.
Resident.
Yeah, I was purposely saying it stupidly.
Yeah, you look at the guy with the glasses. Mutants.
He knows mutants. All right, let's talk about the X-Men.
Here we go. How much time you got?
I guess he's the only mutant in the world, but everyone knows what mutants are.
There's no problem.
Like, they're never like, oh, it's one of them mutants. You know what I mean? It's like, that guy's got weird, gross feet, which I do, personally.
Yeah, but you've got, like, hobbit feet. Yeah. He's got, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon feet.
Sure.
Different feet.
And he's got weird, like, gills behind his ears.
Behind his ears. That's where they'd go on a human. If you're designing a human that can breathe underwater, gills behind
his
ears.
But my lungs are, like, down this now. Okay, sure.
I'm not asking you how it works. I'm just telling you that's how it would work.
And, like, I guess that's the one thing we're still racist against. Like, they want to put him to death immediately when they find out that he's a mutant.
Yeah, but this is what it needs to be. It needs to be, like, what is that? And they're, like, discovering that humanity is evolving. And this is the first documented case. Instead of the way they react, which is you think, like, Waterworld would be rotten with these people.
Yeah.
But he's the only one you ever meet.
Well, maybe they've been putting them to death. I think what they should have done.
You know what? Yeah. Possibly.
They should have held him down and, like, figured out what that stuff was, right? Like, start poking sticks into it.
Oh, yeah, experiment?
Yeah.
Why not?
Like an alien autopsy.
Yes. Oh, Kevin Costner, alien autopsy, better movie.
The way you kill somebody on Waterworld for being a mutant is drowning them in, I guess, raw sewage?
Yeah, and it's a couple of things with this raw sewage. One, I think it's made of people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's mutant stew.
They call it recycling.
They do call it recycling, which also leads me to believe you never learn what it's being recycled for. I think they're eating it.
Probably.
I think this is Waterworld cuisine.
Waterworld : too much toilet talk for my taste. Yeah. We're talking about piss. We're drowning people in shit.
Waterworld :
So he's in a cage, and, like, Gina Gershon...
I know. I want her to be in this movie, too. But we're stuck with Gene Triplehorn, and we have been for the last 20 years. By the way, 20th anniversary of Waterworld this year. I'm surprised it hasn't been erased from public record by now.
Is it in the Library of Congress? Does anyone work there? When do you guys want to reveal Kevin Costner behind the curtain? Do you want to wait? Kevin, come on!
It's like the Elephant Man.
You know, if we had him here, he'd be wearing those goddamn jean shorts like I'm told in the novelization. Where do they get that from?
Older than he.
He's wearing like David Bowie pants in this movie. Yes.
So he's in a cage and he's like slowly getting lowered in. Michael Jeter figures in right now. He's got like some kind of Terry Gilliam airboat kind of thing.
Yeah, another thing that doesn't belong in this movie is like weird fake science where he's flying around.
Because we're looking for dry land and the little girl has a map on her back of dry land.
Oh, right, yeah.
And everyone's like going apeshit about this map. Where no one, and everyone's like, we gotta steal the little girl. Like, why don't you just, like, ask her to stand still for 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Get a piece of paper and pen and be like, got it. Oh, wait, hold on.
Or just
thank you so much, little girl. Have a good day.
Or just cut it off her back.
I mean, there's also that. Well, Steve Eric's right. It's Waterworld.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We don't have time to be tracing things. Just kill her and take it.
But, like, the amount of energy spent on, also, where did that myth come from? Who's spreading this rumor?
I think there's a word that they're not using in this movie, but we hear it a lot in horseshit things like this. There's probably a prophecy somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has prophesized something or other, and then the next thing you know, all of Waterworld has heard the tale of the girl with the map on her back that leads to land or something. I don't know what else it could be, but it's spread. So it's like, it's lore now.
Yes.
We don't have traditional storytelling anymore. There's nothing left but cigarettes and dirt. And chits. A chit, you know what? Here's a chit. It's fucking 5 chits right here. Waterworld prop.
This is like a quarter.
And you put them together, you could buy somebody in Waterworld.
Here's something. Gene Triplehorn saves Kevin Costner from drowning in his own feces.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And he's a dick to her the entire movie. Like, you should be kissing her feet for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And she's like, look, if you take us with you on your boat and get us out of here, because we hate living in this, like, you know, barge cantina nonsense place, I'll open this lock and let you out. And he's like spitting in her face. And she's like, I could have sworn you were the hero of this story. Like, maybe I'm wrong.
You ever, like, go to the bathroom and realize you ran out of toilet paper, and then you call out for someone to give you a toilet paper?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And those people are great heroes, right? And you're
yes.
Like, oh, thank you so
a
much.
A bathroom
oh,
my first responder?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. You don't have to, like, waddle to the linen closet. You know what I mean? Like, someone does it for you. And you know what? It's that times a million.
Yeah, totally.
Times literally 1 million.
So he begrudgingly agrees to do this, and they break him out when he's like chin deep in poop soup or whatever this is.
Oh, yeah, it's poop soup.
It's like a canceled Nickelodeon game show pilot. That's what this is. Mark Summers needs you to get out of a cage before you drown in human shit. Somehow Nickelodeon didn't pick it up.
They did produce that pilot, though, and it's pretty filthy.
In full on YouTube.
Instead, they went with Hey Dude.
You know what? Let's take the teen Western comedy.
That's kind of poop soup.
Just a little bit. It's,
but you know what's great is he gets out of this thing and he's just like, ah, what am I going to do next today? Jump in the water immediately.
Oh, yeah. Get all of that goop off you.
Yes, before it hardens.
Oh, man. Hardened poop soup.
Yeah.
Then you're in trouble. Then it's a whole different movie. Then it's the quest to scrape that off.
Oh, God. They all get on his asshole boat, you know what I mean? And he starts treating them like shit.
Oh, from yeah. Jump Street.
And it's like, why am I watching this movie about this ugly dude?
Such an asshole.
Treating a woman and a little girl. He is yelling at this little girl left and right.
Oh, my goodness. When she gets into the crayon box...
Okay.
He has crayons.
He literally has a box of crayons that he loves doodling with. But she's like, and this innocent child, played by a young Tina Margarino from like a Veronica Mars and other thing, that Napoleon Dynamite that people watch and enjoy. She's like doodling on this boat because she's an innocent child. And he comes over ready to punch a kid in the face.
Yes.
For taking his crayons and doodling on his boat. A boat that exists in a shit-covered, disgusting post-apocalyptic world where there's no land and nothing but water yeah. And pirates could kill you at every turn. He's concerned about doodles on a boat.
I think his brain is mutant, too.
It's disgusting. And so, like, we get this long, boring trip of them trying to find land, and we're sort of... The villain of this movie is the great Dennis Hopper.
The late, great
Dennis Hopper. He's playing Deacon. Yeah, he's been dead for years, you guys.
He's the leader of the smokers, man.
Hey, man, I'm the Deacon, but there's no religious affiliation, man. It just sounds cool. Ooh, constantly smoking in this movie, man. And he's bald, and you know he tries. They lay a siege upon this disgusting barge. Like
right.
You know what? He's kind of doing the Lord's work in this movie. Sink those fucking things.
Yeah. I think if we didn't kill ourselves for Waterworld, I think we'd be the Hammers, wherein we are like still making ham somehow. We have pigs on a boat.
The Hammers.
Yeah, the Hammers.
Pigs on a boat.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
It's like snakes on a plane. We gotta get these pigs off this boat.
Yeah, get those motherfucking pigs off that motherfucking boat. You know what? Kind of a good idea.
Dude, we would rule Waterworld if we could replicate ham.
Or like bacon. You could probably... Is there salt? Oh, you get the salt from the salt water.
Yeah,
you're done. Curing a bunch of pork. Great idea.
No, I figured out an easier way to replicate ham.
Oh, thank God.
Human flesh.
Great, you know what? And that brings us to a great question. Where's all the cannibalism in this movie? You should be eating people left and right.
Definitely.
I think George Miller was like watching this, like, if there's one cannibal, I am really gonna sue. And they're like, all right, we'll be really
careful. Dude, that boring Ron Howard whale movie has a cannibal scene in it. Why not Waterworld? Yeah, I already saw that whale movie.
Oh.
It's in theaters now.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Point is, we're
Waterworld.
People in that movie. Yeah, it's only at the Waterworld multiplex.
Can we get to the useless nude scene for a second?
Sure, with the hay.
Gene Triplehorn did not do. It was a body double.
That she personally cast, though.
Like, why does this movie need butt cheeks? Like, what? Who's
and if we do, why is it not Kevin Costner's butt cheeks?
Yeah. Cheek?
Didn't we get butt cheeks in Bull Durham?
Yeah, he's going around.
Showing butt cheeks?
Yeah, he's the guy who's going to show you his butt cheeks.
He's like, hey, Susan Sarandon, check out these butt cheeks while I throw this baseball. That's what that movie's about, right?
Yeah.
And Susan Sarandon's in it?
Yeah, she is.
All my facts were correct. But the joke stands.
Well, he's like, why should I keep you on my awesome shit boat? Stop looking at my crayons. And she's like, well, I don't know, sex or something. And
hey, kid, are you touching my lime tree? I spit on that every morning. I swear to God, if my word search is done when I get down there, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I swam all the way to the bottom of the ocean to get that Etch-A-Sketch, and if your dirty little fucking fingers are on it, I swear you're going over, baby.
And I'm just, like, ooh, I hope there's a sequel. I can't wait to watch more of this.
I'm rooting for this guy. He's so cool. I want his action figure. I want him to live. I want a box set. I want him to get the girl this piece of shit.
Man, you know, what happened? Like, the little girl insults his hairstyle next.
Yeah. Oh, that's the last straw.
Chucks her overboard.
Yeah. Oh, we're throwing children overboard in this movie.
And this is when we find out she can't swim, which makes zero sense. If there's one thing you could do in Waterworld,
it's drink your piss.
Well, yes.
Followed by swimming.
And smoking.
Yes.
You smoking yet, little girl? Bet you can't smoke either.
So who jumps in the water to save her? Gina Gershon?
Gene Triplehorn, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's definitely Gene Triplehorn. We've got confirmation on Triplehorn.
So she saves her, and she's like, dude, you're a dick. And he's like, how could I guess that little girl can't swim? That was me being playful.
You know what? Guessing whether or not she can swim aside, let's not throw children off a moving boat. How about that?
All right, that's fair.
And he begrudgingly turns around to get them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your dad really annoyed that he's got to pull over at the rest area. He's making great time on this road trip, but all those kids have to go to the bathroom. We're just going to pull over. He's just like, I'm going to turn this fucking boat around. But if you go in the water one more time, it's water world for you.
That's strike one. I think, at some point, when does he decide to cut their hair like fucking, like it's Les Miserables on this boat?
Man, they're just like sitting in a coffin singing a song. That happens in that movie, I think.
Yeah.
And he's like, he tackles Gene Triplehorn to the deck and has a knife out, and you're like, all right, here we go, hero. And he's like, he's doing like that mafia knife game with the fingers. But with her head, and you're like, what the fuck's going on? And she sits up, and it's like magic haircut. Right. This is like you're laying your fishman dominance
then,
on these
then
people.
Then he's like, I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
Give me that little girl.
This is for the crayons.
And he cuts her hair off,
You
too.
Lost my fucking burnt sienna, went overboard.
I feel like 21 years ago, Kevin Costner woke up in the middle of the night with a great idea. He drove to the head of Universal and was like, look.
But he's honking outside his house, yes, in the middle of the night.
He's like, I got a great idea. What if Ted Bundy had gills? What? What are you talking about?
Gil Bundy.
Gil Bundy? Al's cousin? I think he visited on a couple episodes.
Like, this guy's a piece of shit.
It's 2 hours and 15 minutes of a terrible person doing terrible things, but I gotta love him because you're selling this VHS tape at fucking McDonald's over Christmas.
The next thing that happens is this other guy gets on the boat, the most annoying character that's ever existed.
Oh, the Drifter.
The Drifter, yeah.
Yeah.
This Drifter who's doing like an Irish Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I guess it's the only way you can describe it. It really is. If you go back and watch it, it's like, oh, he's kind of doing a Robin Williams impression. Oh, but it's with an Irish accent, and he's mumbling and making stuff up. And of course, you know, this guy's kind of a rapist too.
Of course. Well, Kevin Costner sells her, right?
Yeah, well, it's trading.
Yeah, okay.
And this is how it works in Waterworld.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's so, like you'll get like 40 chits a child or something.
Right, well, in this case, it's Denny's maps, I think.
Ooh, an activity card.
Yeah.
You could have them all. Ooh.
For 30 minutes with the older one, but he wants the younger one.
Sure, that's what I want to think about in this movie. That's cool.
And here's
the
thing.
You know what? I want that play set.
Yes.
The one where the little girl was almost sold.
And what does our hero say? All right.
Yep.
But this is what's insane about the content of this. This movie had collector's cups.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was like, you're going to Burger King, someone's telling you about Waterworld, right? Like, it's happening. This is a real I got kids here situation.
Yes.
You're sitting there, you're some poor bastard parent in 1995 with two kids in a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
And the threat of child rape is at every turn in this movie by the hero of the film. How confusing.
And if he's not doing it, he's selling them to the buddy, his buddies.
Your kid's like, is that what my first haircut's going to be like?
If you keep it up, it will.
I'll stay away from your crayons, Dad.
So like the hero he is, he actually, at the last minute, he's like, perpetrating a crime, activity cards, and like goes down and like murders this dude, right?
Oh, yeah, doesn't he chokes him and then kind of breaks his neck or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he stabs him in the back, I
Oh,
think.
Is that what happens?
It's
our hero, well, ladies and gentlemen.
He's covered with red liquid. We're led to believe it's blood.
Sure.
Oh,
but there's
yeah.
no wound.
No, yeah.
I want to see a gaping wound.
Well, you can't have violence in your movies. You can have useless nudity and, you know, sexual violence, but the second you get any kind of, like, stabby kind of violence,
yeah.
nope, that's going to be an R rating. That's going to be an American R rating. That's what that is. Figure out how that system works.
I feel like anytime anyone drinks their pee in any circumstance, it's an R, right?
It should be. NC-17.
Yes, I don't need it.
Yeah, no.
Dennis Hopper, by the way, we're not talking about him enough in this movie. He starts out as like a young, fresh-eyed Dennis Hopper, right? And then one of them fresh eyes gets popped out, right? Because, like, on this siege of this barge or whatever, something, there's an explosion. Because we're just smoking around gasoline constantly. It's been 500 years. We still are doing that. You ever see someone smoking at a gas station, by the way? Don't you want to strangle them? You're like, I could die at any second. I don't want to die in a fucking Circle K parking lot.
Let's not turn this really easy convenience into a John Woo movie. Put that shit out.
So there's an explosion, and his eye gets knocked out. So we've got this scene that, you know where this is done better? In that Tim Burton Batman, when Jack Nicholson's, like, asking for the mirror,
sure,
you know?
Sure, sure.
That's what this is, just terrible. And it's this guy who's, like, I guess Dennis Hopper's, you know, beautician or something.
Mob doctor.
Oh, it's definitely a mob doctor. You're totally right. And he's like, all right, I think I did the best I could. And it's like the silliest little fake dumb eye. And this guy's like drawn eyelashes on him and shit. You know what? You know you're headed for an eye patch. Why are we trying to fake this eye? And it falls out and we've got like eyeball comedy. And I'm surprised a dog doesn't come and pick it up and eat it and run away.
I'm surprised Kevin Costner doesn't try to eat it. You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Yeah.
That's like prime eating.
He's eating all those limes raw as they can be.
Did Dennis Hopper steal that coat, the coat in this movie from Mario Brothers? Is that possible?
That was hot off the set of Mario Brothers.
I'm keeping this one.
Yeah. Some like costume manager lost their job over that missing coat. And then years later saw Waterworld and was like, fucking Hopper! Oh,
that was supposed to go to Planet Hollywood Tampa.
Man, that restaurant's got a lot of stupid stuff in it. You know, that's why you can't have 90 of those. You can have 5. It's like if you had, like, 90 Smithsonians all over the place, and you had, like, 5 Archie Bunker chair-type things to put in all of them. Not a good idea, Sly Stallone and friends.
Thinking about Waterworld, like, I guarantee you at some point, like, Sly Stallone was thinking about, like, oh, man, if there's a Planet Hollywood hotel, the pool bar is Waterworld, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, great idea, Sylvester Stallone. Actually, Sylvester Stallone say that.
Now you're saying Stallone, Waterworld. I want a Stallone, Waterworld, maybe Air World?
Oh, yeah.
It's all just air.
How does that work exactly?
Kites? Any hang gliders?
If the whole Earth turned into, like, Cloud City from Empire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's just live on kites forever.
And Stallone's walking around?
Oh, well, yeah.
Flying around?
Yeah, he'd have to be.
They'd be like, you know, like, Lightning would be the bad guy in that movie.
Yeah.
Put that fucking key away!
Cigarettes would still exist, obviously.
Oh, yeah, you're smoking all over that paper kite. Guaranteed.
So this is like, I mean, this movie's 2.5 hours long.
Oh, sure.
Of like Kevin Costner intimidating people, and then, like, every so often, Dennis Hopper gets really close to him, and then they get away.
They
right?
escape somehow. Yeah. You know, another thing about, like, Dennis Hopper's main thing that he lives on this barge or whatever, my favorite character in this movie,
yeah.
is the old little prospector guy that lives in the oil tanker for some reason. This guy has quite possibly the worst life in Waterworld.
Yeah. How is that possible?
Because you live inside an oil tanker. You're on a little boat. It's like something out of The Hobbit. This guy's going to ask you questions or something, and he's going to take you across the water?
Yeah.
But it's oil, and you're in the dark constantly. Nothing?
Yeah, sounds good.
You know what? Because he has the best moment in the movie later on.
At least he's not drinking his own piss.
Yeah. That's true.
I'd rather drink oil.
Do you think that's what that guy's doing?
Maybe. He's getting high.
Oh, you know what?
All those fumes.
Hold on a second. Best life in Waterworld?
Oh, yeah. Also, if we're growing tobacco, how are we not growing wacko tobacco?
Yeah,
that's got to be around, right?
I'd like to escape Waterworld, if you don't mind, just a minute.
Listen.
Just 1 minute.
Before I inevitably commit suicide in Waterworld, yep. I would be high as a kite during the whole thing.
Yep.
Like, when you know it's turning into Waterworld, yeah. like, the final news broadcast is like, there's probably going to be Waterworld tomorrow. Get in a boat, light up, and just watch it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Bring, like, a couple of records with you.
Yeah, I like that.
And then when everything runs out, suicide time.
I'd be like, hey, Andrew, you want to drink your own? Oh, you killed yourself. We're drinking our own piss now. It's awesome.
I was coming over with a six-pack of my own piss. We're going to watch clouds. Are there no moments of joy in Waterworld?
Clearly,
that's kind of a question.
I don't think so.
No. No one's just watching clouds?
Everyone's dressed like a lost boy in Hook, so how could...
Those kids were having fun.
They were.
Thudbutt loved rolling down that ramp. Rufio ran into some hard times, but otherwise they were fine.
I guarantee you Kevin Costner's eating some imaginary food in this movie.
I never got the imaginary food in that movie because it's all just different colored frosting.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of imaginary food, he hunts a kraken.
Yes!
Oh, man. Using himself as bait.
This giant CGI flounder or something jumps out of the water.
Talk about not holding up, by the way, the computer graphics of this monster, which, okay, there's one mutant and one monster in this movie. That's it. The sea should be, that's your movie. It's not oil pirates that smoke constantly. It's the threat of sea monsters.
Sharks, how cool is that? Squids, all that shit.
Or make up fake ones like this giant bass that he catches.
You know, if he's a fish person, why is it Dennis Hopper? I'm sorry for the
makeup. Wait, that's the cannibalism.
He's a shark person. Why isn't he a shark person with a little fin on his head? That'd be so cool.
Now I'm a shark person. Here comes Dennis Hopper.
Oh, if he could like shapeshift into a shark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Better movie.
Now, is that like when there's a full moon?
Oh, yeah.
Like a were-shark?
I feel like Shao Kahn is now like parting the clouds again. Like,
you're kind of talking me into this one. Hey, this is getting good.
He could be like a night wolf.
Yes.
But just into a shark.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, would he be throw? What would he throw, though? If he's Nightwolf, he'd have to have, like, neon things that he threw.
I don't know, teeth?
Shark
sure.
teeth. Yeah.
Hey, why would sharks have those in spades?
Chits?
He chucks chits at people.
We are a little bit above Denver at this point, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
all
sure.
All right, because she's like, well, then, how? You know, if there's no dry land, like you're saying, Mariner, how'd you get all that dirt?
She is really grilling him about this dirt.
He's like, you want to see dirt? You want to see dirt?
I'll show you dirt! Get in this balloon thing and let's go!
Why does he have such a contraption?
Why? That's a great question. Why would
need
he need it? He doesn't need it. It's for guests only.
I know.
Is he expecting someone over at the house? I don't get it.
I think hostages.
Oh.
Hostages.
Oh, that's what it is. He takes people down there to threaten them.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll pop this bubble. I'm the hero of this movie. You'll drown. Also, how is she? This is really stupid.
But just to describe it,
she goes
inside of a bubble. He leads her down with his gills, and we see the ruined city of Denver for some reason.
You got to pick a city. Why not?
And he goes right down to the road there, and he's like, "Look at this dirt."
Yeah,
that's where I get my dirt.
It's kind of awesome because it's the biggest fuck you in the movie. He scrapes the dirt off the ocean floor, holds it in front of her, and goes,
"Yeah."
There's your dirt, stupid. And she's just like, oh,
man.
That's like here's $100,000. Yeah. Fuck you.
You know, by the way, Mariner,
I wish I could cut your hair again, you stupid dummy.
Mariner, this business operation of yours, mm-hmm. it doesn't make any sense. Get down there. Get a ton of this dirt.
Yep.
He runs into this, like, swimming city, this floating city with, like, kind of just a little bottle full.
Yeah.
You could be the richest man in Waterworld, dude. You yeah. could live on that entire thing. You could buy everybody else off.
Yeah.
Live like a king. He could be the king of Waterworld.
Bill Gates of Waterworld? I'd still kill myself.
Was that, a Chitlin Air?
Also, I guess Denver's, it's like the Mile High City, so like that kind of makes
yeah, I guess.
See how much water's in this water world? Even Denver didn't make it.
Or something. There's a lot of dumb things. Oh, actually, very smart Universal Pictures. We still, in Waterworld, in the post-apocalypse, we find a way to wedge in Pepsi.
Yeah.
This is a crushed Pepsi can on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Just right in front of your face. Didn't you wish you had an ice-cold Pepsi in Waterworld?
No, I don't.
I'll take non-urine.
Yeah.
Any kind.
Yeah, you, let me tell you, you'd be drinking Pepsi. You'd be drinking a lot of Pepsi.
It'd be great if it was Mountain Dew and just like, oh, it's the same thing.
Also, this bubble thing looks big enough for two people. How is it in Waterworld, where there are pirates on your tail mm-hmm. that you know they're coming for you.
Sure.
You leave a little girl to guard that boat. Bad decisions left and right, Mariner.
Also, describe it to her. That's easy.
Yeah, I can swim down there, and that's how I get dirt. Yeah. I don't have to take 28 minutes to show this to you.
Do you remember how I have gills?
Yeah. Also, that thing that wouldn't make sense because her like head would pop off. Like,
yeah, yeah, the pressure.
That just, pressure. Yeah, she's finished. Yeah, she's totally finished. You know, let's not think too much about Waterworld, though. What I do want to talk about is some of the lingo in this movie.
Oh, please.
What do we call gasoline in this world? We call it go juice. And didn't they want that to catch on? They wanted a cross promotion with like Shell or Mobil or somebody. Go juice, $2.15 a gallon. No, it was 95. It was like, yeah. What, 98 cents?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Clinton. I still can't believe there's no cannibalism in this movie, but what is more unbelievable is how there is a bonding scene in this movie where this Gene Triplehorn like sob story is given, and like Kevin Costner kind of gives one back, and then somehow he doesn't hate them anymore.
Yep.
It's just like a life is hard in Waterworld. Yeah, it sure is. Well, all right. That's a common thing we found.
Hey, remember you tried to sell me yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm still a little raw about that.
Remember when you forcefully took my Gene Triplehorn hair and then that kid's hair? They put her in this like dumb wig after the kid gets a haircut. It's almost like she has more hair than she did before the haircut. Nobody checked that. Why would you? Hey, why would you? It's just Waterworld.
There is a scene where they kiss underwater and like he's able to breathe for her.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have that, man. So, that's like any sexy mermaid tale. I think that happened in Hook.
But the thing is,
it does actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter gets.
Yeah, sexy gets, mermaids in that movie.
Like, he's like, I'm a man now. I can make out with mermaids. But man, coming to Neverland as a man's pretty cool.
Apparently, though, you can breathe underwater if you kiss a fish.
That's what happens.
Gills, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
You
got to
get a big enough fish and really, like, suck it into it.
Oh, yeah, totally. You're like, holding on to this fish for dear life. You can't let that fish get away.
I don't understand why more people aren't doing it.
Yeah, you're right. It's crazy.
Might I remind you came to the 9:45 show.
You know, he's got like a sling off the side of the boat of all of his kissing fish.
No, those aren't for eating. They're for kissing. Those are for eating. Those are for kissing. Those are for fucking.
Urine is for drinking. Fish is for kissing. What a world.
Hey, speaking of music, how is that song from the Blues Brothers in this movie? I don't know the name of it. It's the... Why? It's the only pop song in this movie. What are we thinking? Oh, yeah.
That's when they're like driving rascal scooters around the Exxon Valdez.
That's a bad decision.
Only one song can exist because it goes well with cigarettes, man.
Actually, that's a good smoking and drinking tune.
Absolutely.
The Peter Gunn theme.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called, right? Something like that.
Can we talk about the number two in this movie who looks like...
Wait, what?
The whole movie?
Oh, no, we're not eating that too, are
no,
we?
No, 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 no.
Because you can't filter that.
Dennis Hopper's big baddie.
Oh,
who looks
yeah.
like He-Man if you threw acid in his face.
He's a melted action figure.
He is.
This guy slept in a microwave one night.
And you're all like, oh, man, that's a crazy special. Oh, that's what that guy looks like.
And he's got way too many scenes in this. There's, like, not enough Dennis Hopper, and there's way more of, like, this broken prince yelling at people.
Well, because, what's it called? Tino Margino gets kidnapped when everyone goes down to Denver for a while, when the devil went down to Denver. And the
that's
rest
a great
of-
Charlie Daniels B-side, by the way.
Well, the rest of the movie, she's spending, like, fucking telling the tale of the Mariner to anyone who will listen, which is everybody.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell that tale.
You know, I just really, this guy kind of looks like Roger Daltrey if he got bitten by a bunch of bees.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You're totally right. If Roger Daltrey played, like some sort of, like, low-level mafia hitman in a family comedy, like a Bushwhacked 2 kind of a thing, and the kids defeated him by getting him stung by a bunch of bees comically.
I like that.
So after this bonding scene, by the way, he's teaching this kid how to swim the next morning.
It's cute.
And, well, it's pretty cute. But Gene Triplehorn wakes up from, you know, slumber, which you're not sleeping too well on this boat. Cotter, no.
Not with this guy.
No. And she wakes
with,
up.
Not with clippers over there. I don't know what's going to happen.
She wakes up and hears her, like, laughing, and she doesn't know what the sound of laughter is anymore because it's Waterworld. So she's like, this girl's screaming. She must be in trouble. And it's Kevin Costner in slow motion, like, dragging this girl around the water, just like, and this is how you swim, and I'm your dad now, maybe. Hey, why not? And it lasts for like 10 minutes, and Gene Triplehorn's on the boat, like,
Yeah, just don't touch my fucking crayons, right?
Yeah. That's the thing. We didn't hear them. It's too far away. Like, Gene Triplehorn can't hear what's going on. He's like, if you fucking touch those crayons one more time, you're going dung, dung. I'm gonna fucking kill you. Next time, I'm not gonna cut your hair. I'm gonna cut your throat. Yay, Waterworld.
You let slip a very important screenwriting tip that Kevin Costner gave to the writer, which was, and that last 10 minutes, and then that last 10 minutes, and then that last 10 minutes. That swimming scene, 10 minutes. Denver, fuck you, 10 minutes. Drinking my piss, 10 motherfucking minutes.
Do you think he wanted to go back to the piss drinking, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
There is a passage in that book where they're like, it's a deleted scene maybe from the movie, where Gene Triplehorn is yelling at him for hogging the piss water because some of is hers. Yeah.
She points out, you know, you're drinking some of mine.
And what a detail to put in this adaptation, by the way.
Yeah, and then she's like, listen, you drank half of all because now in the book, he's collecting all their piss. A little girl piss.
As you would
this
be.
Guy's, yeah.
Sure.
So she's like, let me give half of it to the little girl, please. And she does it. And in the narration, he's just like, wow, she actually didn't drink any of that piss. I guess she's trustworthy.
This is what an unselfish person looks like in Waterworld. It's Gene Triplehorn. She's the only one.
I'm on a piss diet. Yeah, just
a little piss and lemon juice. It's great.
Is anyone still here? Oh, wow, you're all here. Great. Hey, cool.
So at some point, Gene Triplehorn and the kid get kidnapped. Or yeah, just the kid does?
Just
maybe?
The kid. That's when she starts telling the tale of the Mariner. Oh, my God, the Mariner's coming. Look out. He's like the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is like you're telling the tale of, like, the Pale Rider.
Yeah.
And this dude's going to blow into town, and you're totally fucked, Dennis Hopper. He's going to get you. And it turns into a thing where it's like, the Mariner's going to get you, and you better watch out, one-eyed, stupid, bald man. And you're like, this was an action movie at one point. I swear to God.
I think.
Well, then Kevin Costner rides in on a jet ski, and you're like, action movie. Sort of. A lot of jet ski stunts in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of dangerous jet ski stunts.
At this point, all of the, like, Kevin Costner, like, blows up the whole Exxon Valdez, right? Like,
well, it's a pretty risky move by the Mariner.
Okay.
He knows that, oh, yeah, by the way, Dennis Hopper's cruising around in the remains of the Exxon Valdez. Sure, that would last 500 years into the future. You'd find it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows he's got this oil bed underneath it. Like, how are we powering these jet skis? Yeah. He's got an unlimited supply of oil. And he's, like, got this match, and he's like, if you don't let my little daughter sort of go, we're going to blow this thing. And Dennis Hopper's like, yeah, right, man. But he just does it. He lets it drop.
And it doesn't sink it.
No.
It's amazing. We get my favorite character, the Prospector. He sees the oil light up. It's the only funny line in the movie where he goes, oh, thank God.
Yes.
And then gets nuked. Yes. This dude's instantly a skeleton.
Yep.
And, like, the sides of this boat kind of blow out. Like, this thing's going up.
You're done for.
And Dennis Hopper's just like, hey, man, that's not cool. You're sort of fucking with my boat, man.
There's, like, flames here and flames there. Everybody would be dead.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, like, think about what a hillbilly version of the future this is. Because you have gasoline. What do you do? Maybe let's use that to, create a great boat that everyone could live on. Or maybe, like, a heating system could be... Nah, man, jet skis.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Everybody's got a jet ski. It's fucking cool, the future.
Do you think Waterworld just boosted sales of jet skis in 1995? Mm-hmm. Like some dude...
Kawasaki had money in this shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some dude in, you know, like wherever Florida was just like, oh, my God, I can retire. Thanks, Waterworld. He's got a Kawasaki business.
Well, no, it's more like he's like... worried about everything, and he's like, oh my God, all I need are these jet skis to get me through the winter. Like, he's like, once the shit, he's like a doomsday prepper with jet skis.
Actually, you know, considering the weather today, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you know what, everybody, invest in jet skis. We'll all be riding high once Waterworld hits.
So... it takes way too long for Dennis Hopper to die. Like, he dies six times?
He kind of dies six times. Well, Michael Jeter flies back into this movie with his big balloon contraption that he made from the hide of human beings. I don't know. How are you making a balloon in Waterworld? It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And he sort of swoops in and saves them, but there's, like, a rope ladder. And Dennis Hopper, like, starts clawing his way up. Or no, it's just a rope. It's not a rope ladder. Because... Dennis Hopper's not climbing this rope.
No,
sorry, movie. Mm-mm. Dennis Hopper is not climbing this rope, and he gets right up there just like anybody else. And the person to take this man's life, to end the tyrannical reign of Deacon, is that little girl.
Yeah.
That little girl's like, no! And off he goes, and there's a fake computer explosion.
And as he's falling, he's like, I never tried to rape you or sell your hair!
I never touched those crayons!
He might have been the hero.
I think he might.
Yeah,
Dennis Hopper's the hero of this movie.
Because he
wanted
to get to dry land, offer back to build civilization again. No one seems interested in that besides him.
Yeah, it's kind of true. This movie's a little backwards.
I mean, his methods aren't great, but sometimes you need, you know, you got to crack a few eggs.
I'd rather smoke cigarettes with the Hopper than hang out with the Mariner for a day.
Totally.
Definitely.
Hopper's not giving me a forced haircut. And I can use all the crayons I want.
So they do wind up getting to dry land. And
yes.
It's New Zealand. Or actually, well, it's filmed in New Zealand.
Bro. Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be Mount Everest or something.
Oh, think
top
about
of Mount
it.
Everest. Yeah, sure. That's cool.
I kind of tuned out by this point.
Oh, yeah. Everybody did except Kevin Costner. He's like, come on, guys! Land! And they're like, the movie's over.
And there's like houses and horses and everything.
There's horses, which kind of got me thinking Planet of the Apes, man.
Oh, do you think there's apes in there, man?
I think we may have some hyper-intelligent apes riding horses, and if they stuck around on that island, you'd see it happen.
It's too bad I died, man. I knew how to fight the apes.
I was your only savior, man.
They're allergic to fucking cigarettes, you idiot.
So it's kind of weird because...
smoke them out.
The apes are allergic to cigarettes.
Sure, why not?
Makes total sense. I'm sure apes can get lung cancer.
Yeah.
We get there, and there's some weird business about Tina Margarino's parents, like, may have left to find land earlier or whatever. They walk in, and there's, like, a couple of huts, and they go in one, and there's just two skeletons sleeping next to each other. It's tragic. It's just two dust-covered skeletons.
And that's what you call a Star Wars Valentine's Day card, that is. Couple of skeletons hugging each other.
Sorry you got cooked. Happy Valentine's Day, Star Wars. So she like takes this music box and it plays a song that she's been humming earlier in the film. So that's how you know it's the parents. Big fat, who cares? A bunch of horses fly by. Jean Triplehorn's like, those might be fun to eat. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin Costner starts bugging out.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of got land sickness, they're right. calling
he's
it.
A,
okay.
He's yeah. a fish out of water.
And he's holding this dirt.
Yeah.
He's holding this dirt, and he's like, I didn't have to swim a mile to get this. Why? He's just pissed that he's out of business.
No, you know what it is? He's like looking around. He's like, I think they're going to make toilets. I think they're going to make toilets, and I'm not going to be drinking piss at all.
And he kind of just starts running back to the ocean. And they're like, where are you going? We've been doing this for the whole movie. And he's like, He doesn't say shit. The kid's like, you're a pussy. And he's like, I want to be on the land, and just gets back in that boat and goes away.
It's useless. And why on earth would you not want land? Gills or no gills, you can still swim.
Yeah. You can swim every day.
Yeah.
But you're not living in a crappy pirate society anymore.
You can sleep on a bed.
Wow, everybody. But instead, he just leaves forever to go sit on a cot.
All right, now this is a dumb question.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this piece of shit?
Oh, no.
No, right?
20th anniversary or no.
Never.
No, there's no reason to watch this ever again.
No, it's so long, everybody.
You want to see people drink piss. Splashland, right?
Splashland coming to theaters summer 2017. It's playing at the Waterworld Multiplex. That's it for us. We hate movies, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out. Give a nice tip to Susanna. She's been great. Thank you so much, DC.
Thank
we'll
you
see you next time.
So that was our live show on Waterworld, Steve Sadak.
That was great.
You remember that night?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I am a better person now, but before I was worse.
Yeah, then we did the Waterworld episode.
Yeah.
And Eric read about drinking piss in front of a sold-out crowd, and it was great.
Yeah.
Made you a better person.
I think Ted Cruz is at that show.
He's reading piss stories. Cool.
God, did you see that thing where he does a bunch of Simpsons impressions?
No.
Oh, dude, your spine will break. It'll be so chilled. It's so, like, gross because, like, he's not... I mean, like, he's just doing Simpson quotes, really.
And, well, but, who's he doing? A poo?
No, it's just... he does, like, a bad Homer, and it's like, hey, I'm Homer Simpson. He'll do, like, accurate quotes, which I'm sure he wrote down, but one of which he does is, like, Lisa Simpson, and he's like, Dad, I don't want to eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. I'm a little girl, Ted Cruz.
And then he goes, vegetarians should be killed.
I'm the Zodiac Killer, also Simpsons.
Well, that is Waterworld Live, everybody. If you want more information about We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or head over to SideshowNetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We are at WHMPodcast. And write into the mailbag, We All Hate Movies. @gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, next week, back to an in-studio record.
Thank God, and welcome back. An old favorite of the show will be coming. Just you'll tease that a little bit.
Yeah, just our a good friend of ours is coming back. That's all we'll say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now I'm realizing we already said it on that mailbag that we released.
So
the mystery is ruined. He's in the studio right now as we record this. So, if you didn't hear the mailbag, returning to We Hate Movies after a much too long absence, our good buddy Justin J. Case is in studio to talk about American Dreams with a Z.
With a Z.
So until next week, where we're talking about Hugh Grant in a really toothless satire, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
And Justin Case.
Take it easy.